Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bibles in the book of Psalms chapter 3. Psalms chapter 3. Lord, how they increase that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me run about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah.
Amen.
Amen. Let us now pray. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We adore you. Indeed, Lord, you are worthy. Lord, we serve you with fear and rejoice in your presence with trembling. Let us now give thanks to God, to all the blessings that we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us, for your love to us, for answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonderful day today to come in your presence, for the whole week you sustain us. Lord, thank you for our food, the good health, the strength, the clothes, the favor that comes from you. And thank you, Lord, for your word that you send to us to feed us. Thank you, O God, for your unending blessing that we cannot count on. Thank you, Lord. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins around them. We humble down before you and acknowledge our transgression, trusting that you cleanse us by the blood of Jesus. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who persevere in doing your will in their lives. We pray for every husband to give them good health, strength, perseverance to teach their families. Lord, give them wisdom, how to teach them and deal of every circumstance in their lives. Lord, help them to stand firm always to the teaching and the message that they receive from your church. We pray, Lord, for each wife to give them good health and stamina of the body to attend their responsibilities over their families. Lord, give them submissive heart to always obey their godly husband and according to your word. Lord, help parents to unite in implementing the discipline to their children. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts to always take heed to the instructions that they receive from their godly parents. Lord, put fear in their hearts and fulfill your promises that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on our descendants and your blessing on our offsprings, so that your work will continue to be done. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living here on earth. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, help us that we are always be a good example to our colleagues, to work diligently and work without murmuring and complaining. Lord, help us that our light shine before the men who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify your God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those people around us in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we humble down before you and pray for them. Lord, help them to be strong and have courage to face their battles, trusting that those battles belong to you, O God. Lord, heal those who are sick. Provide jobs for those who are jobless and solve problems to those who are in trials. Lord, help them to go on and do their task and always look to the eternal life that you prepare for us in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we ask your divine intervention to those people who heard your word. Lord, anoint us and give us discernment to whom we give your word, and help them to fear you and tremble at your word once they hear it. We pray for them that they will repent and turn away from their sins in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in those countries. Lord, send us to them to preach your gospel. Lord, we pray that they will know that you are a true God and we are your people. Lord, we pray to anoint each and every congregation to reach more people and preach your gospel and teach the right way of living and pertain to your plan and will to them. Lord, help us. You know, Lord, our desire to always bring your people unto your hand and unto your feet for them to reach heaven and receive the salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publication, children under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the social media to preach your word and to impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to pray, and to prophesy so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Help us also, O God, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifests in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit, and help us, Lord, to see you and meet you face to face. Lord, ignite our hearts to seek you more and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs that we sing, bless our giving, and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, Give us teachable heart, a humble heart, to obey and fear you more in the name of Jesus. All adoration and praises belong to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Exercise love, O Lord God, and faithfulness, O Lord, towards one another, because you have called us as one family, O Lord. We thank you, Father God. O Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will realize, we will realize, O Lord, how important each one of us in your presence, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord God. O Lord, I pray, quicken our hearts, O Lord, to exercise that love that comes from you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. And that my soul knows very well.
swear the presence of the Lord, that search our hearts, our mind, our thoughts, our very spirit. Have we done God's will? Our soul knows very well what is right and not. Yes, O Lord God, nothing is hidden in your presence, O Lord God. Each one of us today, O Lord God, have come in your presence, O Lord, will truly find you and seek you and listen to your voice. O Lord God, I pray, Father God, that the love that comes from you, O Lord, will be exercised between among us as your children. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. Kindly open our book, Bible, in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and their presses shall burst out with new wine. Yes, O Lord God, we praise you and thank you for all the blessings that you gave to us. I pray to continue to bless my brethren, to pour out your wisdom, how to be a good steward to all the resources that you entrusted to us. Lord, I pray to bless this money to reach the lost and help the poor. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh, our overseer, entitled God's Calling Requirement, Part 1, Be Strong and Courageous. God's Calling Requirement, Part 1, Be Strong and Courageous. Open your Bible in Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, and I'm reading in King James Version. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your cost. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I sware unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God. Thank you for your word, that you are our true source of strength. Lord, thank you for your promises. Lord, our full trust is in you, O Lord God. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message today. Your name be lifted up and glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The chosen message today is from the book of Joshua. Moses, the servant of the Lord, lead the people from Egypt out from its slavery that they were suffering under Pharaoh's hands and delivered them from the oppression of the Egyptians. Moses took 2 to 3 million of the people of God out of Egypt, escaping from Pharaoh's army under God's mighty hand of guidance and protection. God was with Moses and supported his leadership. God was with his people against Pharaoh of Egypt. He opened the sea and led them on a dry land. But when Pharaoh's army entered the sea, he brought the water back on them, and no one of them escaped. But God delivered his people and brought them out on a safe ground. Moses led the people of God for 40 years in the desert, and he brought them to the border of the promised land. At this point, Moses' service ended. He died and buried by God. Therefore, somebody should continue the task to lead the people and bring them into the promised land. There is a vacant place needed to be filled with a suitable person. For this reason, God continually calling people because there is a work needed to be done and a task needed to be finished. You who read or listen to the message are one of those whom God is calling. Don't say, why me? God is calling you to serve him. For 40 years, Joshua was with Moses in the wilderness, and they were longing to enter the promised land. But God did not allow it for 40 years. Now the time had come that God is calling Joshua to do it. Certain times, when God is delaying to fulfill his promise, we might doubt and get discouraged. But we should not be daunted or be double-minded, because God, sooner or later, will fulfill all his promises to us. Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, was chosen for this task. Being Moses' aide, he knew from Moses what God's vision is and what are his commands and what God's requirements are. Joshua was a man who knew the truth and goes along with Moses and agrees with the vision that God entrusted to Moses. Joshua became Moses' minister and was chosen to succeed Moses because he was a man of faith. Among the 12 men that was sent by Moses to spy and explore the land, only Joshua and Caleb, they brought a good report and they encouraged the people that God will give to them the land if he is pleased with them. But the other men discouraged the people. Joshua had faith in God because he was willing to obey God and walk in his ways and believe that God will fulfill what he had promised him. People fail to have faith in God because faith in God requires obedience, obedient acts, and submission to God that people not willing to follow. God had sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from sin and death. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give eternal life to us. We who believe in him and follow his steps in our lives, God is calling us to inherit eternity with him and to call others and bring them to him to inherit eternal life with us. But God's calling required a genuine, sincere faith and obedience so we can lead others. Jesus said, a blind cannot lead a blind. You ought to be an obedient person in order for you to lead others into the path of God. Joshua 1:2. God said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, and to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. The statement that we want to emphasize on here is, now, therefore, arise. God's calling needs alertness, vigilance, and diligence. Now, therefore, arise. It means to have faith in God and believe on His word and promises. Now, therefore, arise. It means to obey God and to observe His word and commands. Now, therefore, arise. It means to arise for the hard work and the great task of God. Now here we want to emphasize that God's calling is not a journey that is smooth and easy, and it is not the task that will be achieved without sweat or tears, but hard work and a struggle with many forces in order to overcome. But remember, you are not alone. God is with you, as He promised, "I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." God asked Joshua that he is going to lead the people to cross the Jordan River. The people were around 2 to 3 million population, with all their belongings are required to cross the river. At that time, there were no bridges and there were no airplanes, and the people of God had no ships to travel with. In addition to this obstacle at the next bank of the river, there are the people of the land whom the people of God will engage later on in a battle to drive them out and settle in their land. So from one side, families, women, children, old people, many things needed to be carried, as well as their animals, cattle, and sheep. On the other side of the equation are the Jordan River, with its flooded with water, and the enemies are waiting ahead of the people. All these things were in the head of Joshua when God called him. You just imagine many things with many details in your head need to be arranged and go along the vision of God and the task that needs to be accomplished through you. But take courage and have faith in God. You are not alone. God is with you. God's calling requires courage, faith, obedience, as well as planning, wisdom, and readiness to fight, to sacrifice, and to stand firm in faith until God would fulfill His noble purpose in our lives. God's calling is parallel to God's blessings. Many, they are afraid when they hear about God's calling. They try to hide from the Lord and avoid taking the responsibility and doing the work of God. But one important thing need to be made clear. God's calling for service is God's way in blessing us. Amen. God's calling is God's way to prepare you and to cleanse you from your sins and all your shortcomings. So don't be afraid. God wants to bless you in a new way. Your commitment to respond to God's call and your diligence to live as true disciple of Jesus and be in line with Him and His call will be greatly rewarded by the Lord. God promised Joshua the following, Joshua 1:4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your cause. In the same way as you obey God's call and respond to Him, your territory of blessings, an area of influence will increase as well. You will be going to hit and reach great things in your life, and you will do it for the glory of God. Christ's death on the cross for our sins
had paved the way for us to reach heaven and paid the price for our sins. Jesus' blood, as we repent, would cleanse us from all our sins and give us a clear conscience to serve God. We will be sanctified with His blood, His word, and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we will receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit that empower us and open doors for us to preach the gospel. And He will give us the anointing to stand firm in faith and preach His word and proclaim His will boldly, as He promised Joshua, Joshua 1:5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. There will be no man and no power of darkness can stand against us as we commit ourselves to go and preach His word and do the work that He entrusted to us. We come against all the power of darkness and the work of Satan, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand against the work of God that He is doing through our lives. As you obey God and trust Him, He will do with you more miracles and support you as He supported Moses and Joshua. God just wants people who are willing and obedient, so He will show His glory to them as the Lord had promised. John chapter 11, verse 40. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? To take the responsibility to do God's work is a great and sensitive task, but the Lord encouraged us through His word and message to us. So I will be with thee. I will not forsake thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Therefore, be strong and of a good courage. God wants you to be a man of courage. With boldness, you will live your life to God and proclaim His will and His message to the people around you. Joshua 1:6, for unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I sware unto their fathers to give them. Joshua was called by God to lead the people into the promised land and to divide the land among them. God is calling you as well as to lead others and bring them into the kingdom of God. So if they will see you shaken and afraid, how themselves will follow God's calling? People, their eyes are on you. So you need to be strong and courageous to be an example and a model to them to follow Christ. The Lord will give you the required strength and all what you are going to need in your journey to serve God. He will be watching over you and will protect you as you move on to do His will and perform His plan. God said to Joshua, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. Because Joshua was afraid and the Lord wanted to encourage him and motivate him to go and conquer the promised land. In the same way, God knows what you are passing through, and the Lord, through this message, wants to encourage you and to motivate you to rise up, to go forward, and to conquer the promises of God. Joshua 1:7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Sometimes, as God's Sometimes, as God calling you, you might be tempted to turn to the right or to the left, especially when people pressurize you and wants you to compromise. Or certain times, the worldliness inside of you causing you to be tempted to move not in the direction that God is sending you. Therefore, God wants you to be strong and very courageous to say no to sin or to disobedience, so you will ensure the flow of the blessings of God in your life and on all what you put your hand on. To ensure that you are walking in the way of the Lord and according to His plan and will, the Lord command you to do the following. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Three essential steps you need to follow and not give up. Number one, read the Word of God that is in the Bible. Read your Bible daily. Number two, meditate on what the Word of God says day and night. And number three, be careful to do everything written in the Word of God. Then you will be promoted automatically to the next two steps. Number four, be prosperous. And number five, and successful. Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. God wants you to be a clear-minded and stand firm in faith and obedience to His word and commands, and not to be shaken by trials or hardship and difficulties. As you accept God's calling for you in your life, do not be like Peter when he saw the wind started to sink, but be like Joshua with a strong heart to go on and obey the Lord. My dear and beloved, Joshua 1:3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. God's calling requires claiming the land physically. It requires moving physically, hard working, claiming the promises of God, and reaching the goals and that the vision of God set before us to achieve. We need to believe in the promise of God that whatever we put our hand on will prosper. Now we have more facility to reach far places through what God made available to us through the media. You need to get ready. Therefore, wake up, arise, be sober, be man of courage, be strong, be ready to take the steps of faith and willing to obey and take the responsibility and the task to lead others into eternal life. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for the encouraging word that you sent to me. Lord, I commit myself to the calling of yours, to me to rise up and to lead others and those around me to Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, and to have faith in Him and to receive eternal life. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Lord, I renounce them all. Lord, I commit myself that I will separate myself from the world and the life of sin that will hinder me from following you. Lord, I commit myself to the mission and the task that you entrusted to me. Lord, I commit myself to go forward and to accomplish the ministry required till it is done. Lord, I pray that you will help me to bear all the pressures of life and the persecution. Lord, help me to bear all the attack of the enemy and the work that devil is trying doing against me as I determine to serve you and to do what you ask me to do. Lord, I trust that you will fight all my enemies and that no one will be able to stand against what you had ordained to happen. Amen. Lord, gives me good health, strength, and provides all my needs so that I will continue to serve you. Amen. Pray for my brothers and sisters who committed themselves to the principles of this message of yours and made themselves ready for your calling in their lives. Lord, blesses them and sustains them and provides all their needs so they will continue to serve you. Lord, increases their faith and their trust in you and helps them to go on and overcome the obstacles that are ahead of them. Lord, fights on their behalf and don't allow the enemy to hinder them from progressing forward. Lord, I pray that you will go before us as a church and lead us to streets, buildings, cities, villages to reach new people and to bring Jesus in their lives. Lord, helps us that our life example will be attractive to others to know you and to follow you. Lord, refills us once again with the Holy Spirit so that we can go and evangelize and make new disciples and complete the work that you ordained for us to do. Lord, protects us from the evil one and provides our needs to continue to serve you. Lord, helps us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, bless us and enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
splendor and majesty, Lord, before you all night adore. All the earth will declare that your love is everywhere. The fields with thoughts seems around. In the trees, triple pride, praising you and so delight. And you song now sing, Lord, I'm a glory.
Lord, I'm a glory.